Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, save when you buy one Chevron Techron fuel system cleaner and get the second one free. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is March Madness.
8 seconds left. He's at midcourt. Between his legs with his dribble. A little hesitation. His three with 2 seconds left. No good. The rebound by Bell. And that's the ball game. Oregon will advance to its second straight Elite Eight.
From buzzer beaters to upsets and Cinderella stories, last year's tournament had it all. Hear Westwood One's exclusive coverage of this year's NCAA tournament right here.
State Farm agents get what's important to you, even in a deafening crowd.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about!
So my State Farm insurance helps protect you from many common accidents? Yes! Don't worry! I know what my man CP3 needs!
What are you doing?
Does this guy...
No! This guy does not count as a common accident!
Woo! That's the way, baby!
Can we...
Switch seats? Of course!
Get an agent that gets you. State Farm. Here to help life go right.
I was driving in my car and I smelled a number 5 with fries. Hadn't stopped for lunch, made me realize it was just my ride.
Oh no.
But with a new Febreze car, I got it under control. Now they come in light, or bold, choose how you roll. Febreze car, roll with me and breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Welcome back in the Todd Bromelcamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. It could be, perhaps, the final men's basketball game of the year for a state of Iowa school tonight. Iowa State taking on Texas at the Big 12 tournament. Here to break it down for us and give us the path forward for the Cyclones, Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. And let's go ahead and start with the first question, and that's what Iowa State can do tonight that it didn't do in the first two meetings with Texas to possibly set up a showdown with Texas Tech tomorrow.
Well, I guess the good news is probably no Mo Bamba for Texas. Talked to him yesterday, and the media did, I guess, and they said that he said that he's doubtful for tonight. We'll see. I mean, he was awesome against Iowa State in Austin, where he had like 24, 12, and 3 blocks. I mean, the guy was everywhere. He was making 3-pointers. He's obviously going to be a top 5 pick, most likely, in the NBA draft. It was funny. The media asked him if he's going to return next year to Texas, and he just laughed at the question. So that tells you all you need to know. But that's one thing. But then again, Iowa State doesn't have a lot of their roster from those two previous meetings as well. Iowa State should have beat Texas in Ames, and they kind of blew an 8-point lead late in that game. And then Texas, they were down there. They were never really into it. So I think it'll be interesting. I mean, it's only a 5-point spread. Before the Bamba news, it was closer to 10. So that just goes to show the impact that he has. But it's going to be tough. I mean, Iowa State's got to play a lot better than they have been. It feels like the last couple of games, they've just kind of been wanting the season to get over. So we'll see if this is a motivated Iowa State team. And if so, and they make some shots, Texas isn't a great offensive team, especially without Bamba. So I think it could be interesting, but I don't know. I mean, it's a lot will be determined to what Iowa State team wants to be there.
And you touched on it a little bit there. This might be an obvious question, but how much does this matchup change without Mo Bamba, who is one of the most dominant rim protectors in college basketball?
Yeah. And that's it. Iowa State's now, you don't have to be as afraid to go to the basket. Now, they still have some big bodies in there. They're just not Mo Bamba. And, you know, Bamba not only made them alter everything around the rim, but he was really good on offense a couple of times against Iowa State, too. And this is a Texas offense, although they were much better on Saturday against West Virginia. But over the course of the Big 12 season, they haven't been good at all. So, you know, if this is a low-scoring game, and, you know, maybe Wigginton and Jackson get hot, and then we'll see what happens. But what Bamba does, it allows you now, if you're a Wigginton, to be able to go to the basket, as the Rantallies can go to the basket. Don't have to worry about as much as them throwing into the post and beating you there. Where Texas killed Iowa State in Ames was Ostakowski was their stretch four, hit about 6 threes, and he's not a great 3-point shooter. So if that's what it comes down to, is Ostakowski making threes, then I think Iowa State at least has a puncher's chance in this game. Because really, Texas's offense, as just not, they don't have a lot of depth to make things happen. So if this can get into a game in the 60s and the 70s, I think obviously it's got a shot.
Brent Bloom joining us from CycloneFanatic.com. Iowa State taking on Texas tonight at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. A win, I should say, will set up a showdown with Texas Tech, the number two seed in the tournament tomorrow. Where are we at as far as availability for Iowa State players tonight? Everybody who's healthy is going to be able to go, or any surprises on the horizon?
Yep. No surprises. I mean, Hans Brace is still not playing at full strength whatsoever, but he's available, and Donovan Jackson's available. He's back and with the team and all that. But, yeah, still no Wyler Babb, still no Solomon Young. So it's that, seven and a half. I'll put Brace at about a half, and that's what they got rolling in there, which I guess is better than what they had a couple of different games, but they got to get those guys to all play well. I mean, the Oklahoma game on Friday, I mean, they just, like the second half, I think they were just didn't want to be there. And it's going to take a little bit more intensity. And I think Iowa State will actually have more fans in Texas, so that should help. I don't anticipate it'll be anywhere near a sellout in Kansas City, but Iowa State gets a little bit new chance at life here in the tournament and see how they rolled out there.
Brent, what do you expect as far as a crowd of Iowa State fans in Kansas City with the midweek game?
Yeah, and it's not going to be anywhere near where it has been the past couple of years, because Iowa State's had so much success and they expected to stay a couple of days. Where I've talked to numerous friends of mine that are Iowa Staters who have said, I just don't know if I'm going to make down the trip for a Wednesday night. But they'll still have a good collection of fans. I hate to put a number on it, but probably a couple thousand. I mean, for a lot of people, they just go down for the basketball, and the fact that Iowa State plays is a bonus as well. But that's such a fun environment in the Sprint Center with the Pond Light District right there that people will go and enjoy themselves regardless. So I think you'll still see a great contingent of Iowa State fans, and they won't fill that place up tonight, but I think you'll still get a couple thousand, and the folks that will go hope. And I think obviously it's got a chance to play until Thursday. If they happen to make it to tomorrow, I think you'd see another, 500 to 1,000 come down there. But Cyclones are still going to be well represented. However, it's not going to be anywhere near what it was last year, where Iowa State for that championship game against West Virginia had probably 10,000 Cyclones down there.
Where is this team at right now as far as chemistry goes? Because I know after the Oklahoma loss, Lindell Wigginton sort of hinted that maybe not everybody was on the same page.
Yeah, it's really, guys, it's been a little bit disjointed all year. I mean, they've dealt with so many injuries and then the Donovan Jackson thing happens, which you can't control. And it's just, they can't even practice right now because they only have really eight guys and they don't have any walk-ons. So it's just been tough for everybody to get on the same page. And when you throw in there, Wigginton's, I mean, those guys want to win. They're frustrated. And, Cam Lard's been up and down. And they really want him to figure it out. And they just, so many new pieces trying to get them together. And I know Steve Frohm, he's kind of pulling his hair out because he just wants this thing to work, and he wants to win so badly. It just hasn't happened. So I think that's a level of frustration from Lindell, which in a way is a sign of leadership, that he doesn't like the way that thing was going. I think chemistry is okay, but when you have so many new pieces, it's been so much different than it was with that core group from the last 3 or 4 years, where you had some leadership there. You had guys that would take charge, and this year's team has just never really found it all year. I mean, Donovan Jackson wanted to be the leader, but he just wasn't a natural leader. And I think eventually that'll be Lindell Wigginton, but he's only a freshman. So, yeah, the chemistry is always hard to tell, but it definitely hasn't been what it has been the last couple of years.
Now, Brent, looking to the offseason, we chatted about it earlier this year when Lindell Wigginton came out and said that he wasn't sure if he'd be back for his sophomore year. We're talking about it with Tyler Cook right now in Iowa City. But is there a chance that we see him declare for the early NBA draft period, that Lindell Wigginton declare for the early NBA draft period and get that NBA evaluation?
I think there's always a chance. I mean, I as far as I know, those conversations haven't really been had, but I think you put Wigginton and Lard both. I mean, ultimately those guys, the goal is to make the NBA. And so if they want to go through the evaluation process, so be it. I would say Wigginton's a lot higher on that food chain than Lard is at this point. But it wouldn't surprise me, Alex. I haven't heard anything, but I don't know if it hurts anything either. So as far as I know, Lindell and Lard both will be back this year, but I can't fault either of them if they want to see what's out there and see their chances, because, Lindell's not shy about it, that his ultimate goal is to make the NBA. And, I don't think he ideally would want to be at Iowa State for 4 years, because again, your chances of making the NBA are a lot better after your first year or second year than year four. So we'll see. But as far as I know, everybody will be back as far as Lard and Wiggins next year for Iowa State.
You're an NBA guy. I want to ask you your thoughts on what Steve Kerr kind of floated out there as a possibility that he'd like to see players be able to go through the entire draft process. And if they don't get drafted, they can come back to school, no strings attached. Do you think that's a good idea and something that the NBA should explore? Because every year we see more and more kids that think they're NBA draft picks, and you know that they're not, and it just seems like we're making them jump through all these hoops for no necessary reason. Why not let them go? And if they don't get drafted, just let them come back.
Yeah, and I think I would be okay with that if that's the direction it went. I mean, the tough part is though, hiring the agent, because then you start. That's when the money comes into play. If they could go through it somehow, the entire draft process without hiring an agent, I think it makes it a little more palatable for everybody involved. But you start throwing money into the mix, and those agents, those upfront payments that they make to their guys that they sign are pretty significant. And so I don't know how you then walk that back with the, you know, I know the integrity of the NCAA is questionable at
spotless.
Best right now.
Yes.
But if you're giving a guy, let's say $50,000 to sign with an agency, you know, oh, by the way, now I'm going to go to college, return to college. That's where it gets gray for me. If they wouldn't sign an agent, I have no problem just letting them go through that process and they get picked, that's great. But if not, then they come back. The problem is those agents do work. I mean, they get those guys in favorable spots with NBA teams. They do help them out as far as coordinating workouts and everything that goes along with it, with that. So I don't know if there's a perfect process right now. And I'm all for changing something, because whatever they're doing right now isn't working for all parties involved. I don't think there's a perfect solution, but I don't think it hurts to explore some of these possibilities.
Okay, barring a miracle in Kansas City, we're not going to have any Iowa teams in the NCAA tournament this year. So what's Brent's bracket going to look like? Give me some insight here, because I need all the help that I can get to put together a decent bracket, and you're a good college basketball guy. You tell me. Who do you have your eyes on Selection Sunday?
Well, you and me both right now. I think this year will be fascinating, because I just don't think there's, you know, an elite team, so to speak, in college basketball. And, you know, I do think there's a cut above the rest. I mean, I'm like everybody else. I like Villanova a lot. I like Michigan State. I really, you know, I watched Gonzaga last night. I mean, they've got some pieces that can make a run. I mean, there's a bunch of teams, but I'll caution you here. I don't think there's one in the Big 12 that makes it even near the Final Four. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there's not an Elite Eight team from the Big 12. I know it's a deep conference, but I've watched these teams, all 10 of them, you know, extensively, and I don't see a lot of greatness there. Now, is there a mediocrity throughout college basketball? Yes, but I think there's multiple teams, Michigan included, that I would take above a Kansas right now. And so I just don't see a lot of greatness out of the Big 12, but I think this will be an interesting year where – there's going to be 4, 5, and 6 seeds that are going to be in contention for the Final Four, because I think that line is so close to the ones and the twos that I think once you get into the Sweet 16, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Speaking of the Big 12, I know that for this to have a chance of happening, Texas would have to beat Iowa State tonight. But is there a chance that this conference could get 9 teams in? Because Oklahoma State right now is squarely on the bubble, but you look at their quality wins, and if they beat Oklahoma in the tournament, it looks like it would be a possibility, would it not?
Yeah, I think it is a possibility. Now, you're right. A lot of things have to break right, but it's crazy how similar a lot of these profiles are for these Big 12 teams. You know, Texas, Baylor, K-State, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, they're all in that middle, and I don't know how you separate that. I mean, K-State's been probably best in the conference, yet their RPI, I believe, is the worst right now out of that group, so I don't know what you do. And can you have 9, I guess, but somebody's, you know, it all depends on the other conference tournaments as well and how that breaks down. But I think it's safe to say Big 12 is getting 7. And who's going to be the team 8 and 9 left out? And that's why it's so important for Texas tonight, as you illustrated. They're not coming in with half effort tonight, because they need to win. If they lose to Iowa State, that's a really catastrophic loss for their resume and could bump them off that bubble. So, but yeah, I think 9 would be a stretch, Alex, but I certainly think 7 and 8's a real good probability for the Big 12.
Brent Bloom, CycloneFanatic.com. Before we part ways with you, March 19th, spring practice is starting up for Matt Campbell and the Cyclone football program. What are some of the bigger question marks as spring football gets ready to be upon us?
You know, I think number one, well, a couple things. Offensively is the quarterback situation. I know Kyle Kemp came back. That's great news, but I'm not going to pencil him as a starter just yet. I mean, they're so high on Zeb Nolan that'll be a good conversation to have, and you have the young guys coming in as well. And I think maybe more so than that is Iowa State's looking for a coordinator right now. And on offense, is Tom Manning left to go to the Indianapolis Colts? And how does that all work out? From the sounds of things, Matt Campbell is going to be heavily involved in the offense this spring and will run the show and then figure it out from there. But don't be surprised if Matt Campbell is very active in the play calling moving forward into the fall as well, as it sounds like they may just stay internal and promote some guys. But Campbell's been influential in the offense the first 2 years he's been there. He's a former offensive coordinator. And don't be surprised if Matt Campbell has the play call sheet come fall time.
Great stuff, as always. We appreciate you checking in, and good luck to the Cyclones tonight. Hopefully we can live to see another day in the state of Iowa with one men's basketball team still alive.
Yeah, just give me something. I need another day at least. Thanks, fellas.
Brent Bloom, CycloneFanatic.com, joining us on the program. Iowa State, Texas tips off around 8 o'clock tonight from Kansas City. And again, if they win, it's the number 2 seed Texas Tech Red Raiders on the horizon tomorrow.
Todd, this could actually be it. It kind of feels surreal. This season has dragged on. It's been about 3 months, and it seemed like a year. But after tonight, unless Iowa State can pull off the mild upset over Texas, we could be looking at the final basketball game of the 2017-2018 season, which will be remembered as it'll be forgotten.
The end is near. So is the 6 o'clock showdown. It's coming up in the third and final hour of the program tonight. Your opportunity to take home a brand new watch from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, located at 101 South Dubuque Street on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
A tree is a thing of beauty until it ends up on your house, car, or head.
Out!
Unfortunately, all trees die, and when they do, they fall on your house, car, and head.
We need a medic!
That's where Frank's Tree Service comes in. They'll come look at your trees for free. Frank's Tree Service is a lot cheaper than a carpenter to fix the hole in your house, a body shop to fix your car, and a doctor to fix the hole in your head.
Start CPR.
Frank's Tree Service offers 24-hour emergency service or preventative care at 319-366-4747. That's 319-366-4747.
March Markdown Madness is going on now at Jungi Automotive Group. I'm Jason Jungi, inviting you to shop one of our 3 corridor locations for slam dunk savings this month. You can also get entered to win free gas for a year. Jungi offers you a wide selection of brands and competitive pricing on new and used vehicles, and our service centers always give you fast and affordable auto care done right. Visit one of our 3 Jungi Automotive Group locations today to find your next vehicle and enter to win our grand prize gas giveaway.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Hey, I'm Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy. Here to tell you that when you spend $25 at Napa this month, you'll get a free number 9 Napa racing cap. So whether you're a fan of drivers with fast cars or just a fan of keeping the sun out of your eyes, you'll get a free number 9 racing cap just for spending $25 at Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/18.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
5:24, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Taking a peek at the Class 1A semifinals at Wells Fargo Arena right now, the Iowa State Boys Basketball Tournament. You got Remsen, St. Mary's, and Grandview Christian down to the final 37 seconds. Grandview Christian up 5 at 55-50. The winner of this game is going to take on North Lynn at 2 o'clock on Friday in the Class 1A championship game, and it looks like that will be Grandview Christian. Plenty of action coming your way as we've still got two other area teams alive and well. Iowa City West will take on Waukee on Thursday, that coming up tomorrow at 6:30, and Cedar Rapids Xavier also plays tomorrow. They take on Glenwood, the number 4 seed in Class 3A. That game will take place at 2 o'clock. So Scott Unash racking up not necessarily the frequent flyer miles, but I'm sure he's getting some hotel points on his credit card. At least I hope he is. Always got to get the points. Make sure you've got a good rewards program with your, not only your credit card, but I like to pick a hotel chain and stay loyal. That way you start getting a little kickback for your efforts. Good life advice for you out there, kids.
Thank you for that.
Find a good rewards program. Treat you well. I'm looking at you, Marriott.
Get you free hotels in Las Vegas with Mac McCausland on the first weekend of the NCAA tournament.
So jealous that Mac is going to be out there.
I want to go so badly.
We'll talk with Mac on Monday after the brackets are released. And again, if you'd like to win $500, we've got an opportunity for you to do just that. Check out our website, kgymradio.com. And this is Sunday night after the brackets are released. Of course, you can fill out your bracket, enter it with us. Imon Communications has put up a $500 prize for a winner-take-all best bracket here at KGYM. While you're on our website, by the way, you can vote in our poll question today, which is brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Will Iowa State beat Texas tonight in Kansas City? 100% of our listeners right now saying no. Emil's Hideaway would be a great place for Iowa State fans to drown their sorrows then. If that's the case, you can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Kyle's here. He's going to have your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa's Megan Gustafson was named a second-team All-American by USA Today this afternoon. It's not really my job to tell you that was a snub, but Gustafson did lead the country in scoring by more than a full point. That coming on the nation's best field goal percentage, was fifth in rebounding and second with 27 double-doubles, so it kind of was. Iowa catcher Tyler Cropley has been named to the Johnny Bench Award watch list, which is given annually to the Division I's top collegiate catcher. As a junior last season, Cropley hit .269 with 9 home runs, 38 RBI, 4 runs, 41 runs scored, and threw out a Big Ten leading 19 base stealers. So far this season, he's hitting .324 with a team leading 12 RBI. Iowa State has its first round Big 12 tournament game later tonight with Texas. The Cyclones already have 4 and 16-point losses to the Longhorns this season, but a lot has changed for tonight's matchup. Texas will be without its top 5 draft pick, center Mo Bamba, and Iowa State will again be without Nick Weiler-Babb and Solomon Young. We'll pick up coverage at 7:30 before tip-off at 8 on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Iowa basketball commit Joe Wieskamp's high school career came to an end last night at the hands of fellow future Hawkeye Patrick McCaffrey as Iowa City West beat Muscatine 62-50 and will now face Waukee in the semifinals tomorrow night. We also had another couple local teams competing at the state tournament today. North Lynn beat Don Bosco 74-51 to advance to the championship game, and Cedar Falls did the same to Sioux City East 75-47 and will face West Des Moines Valley in the semis tomorrow.
And the Grandview Christian game has gone final. They a 59-53 winner over Remsen St. Mary's, so it's going to be the number one seed North Lynn and the number two seed Grandview Christian in the 1A title game. Should be a good one. Again, that contest earlier today for North Lynn against Don Bosco, the first time all season long that the clock was not running continuously at some point during the contest for the Lynx. That is coming up again on Friday at 2 o'clock. Scott Unash will be on the call from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Plenty to get to, including the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. Your chance to take home a brand new watch from Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, located at 101 South Dubuque Street on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. It is time to spring ahead. Make sure you turn those clocks ahead an hour Saturday night before you go to bed. Well, you've heard the old saying, there's no rest for the weary, but how about no rest for the healthy? The NBA, once again, getting involved, trying to prevent teams from the T word, tanking. This time in particular, it's a team that's pretty close to being in our backyard. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, stepping in and telling Fred Hoiberg, hey, you got to play your guys. We'll talk about it next.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Seahawks agreed to trade defensive end Michael Bennett and a seventh-round pick to the Eagles for a fifth-rounder and receiver Marcus Johnson. ESPN's Damian Woody really likes this deal for Philadelphia.
The one thing that Michael Bennett does well, and that's a premium in the NFL, is an interior rusher. He's a guy you can put in, you can move him up and down the defensive line, and he can win one-on-one matchups. And when you look at the Eagles' defensive line, whether you're talking about Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, now you add in, you know, a Michael Bennett, who are you going to double?
Patriots released tight end Martellus Bennett, created about $6 million in salary cap space. Receiver Antonio Brown's giving the Steelers much-needed cap relief, $9.7 million. He's restructured his contract, converting most of his $7.8 million salary and $6 million roster bonus into signing bonuses. Missouri basketball coach Konzo Martin telling the Paul Feinbaum Show freshman Michael Porter Jr. will play in the SEC tournament this week. He's missed nearly the entire season because of a back injury.
Hey, it's Levitard. Join us Thursday. Stugatz makes his triumphant return. Maybe he'll argue with the fake Stugatz. Ron McGill and Chris Sims. It's Dan Levitard, and it's Thursday on the Dan Levitard Show with Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Are you looking for a relationship that is meaningful and fulfilling? So were Jordan and Camilla.
I wasn't so sure about getting on eHarmony, but my brother said, hey, I met my wife on eHarmony. Just give it a shot.
I was nervous about joining eHarmony too, at first. I mean, you never know who you're going to meet, but eHarmony made it really comfortable. It was really fun learning about each other.
At eHarmony, we're different than the everyday dating apps that can leave you frustrated and lonely. eHarmony has found a way to bring people together who are right for each other and ready to find something real.
The eHarmony questions helped me realize what I truly care about.
They got us talking, and then we realized we were meant for each other.
Gave it a shot, and I found the best person for my life. When I'm with her, I'm happy.
Aw.
If you're looking for a real, meaningful relationship, go to eHarmony.com today. And for a limited time, get a free month included when you buy a 3-month plan. Use code READY. eHarmony.com. Use code READY.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you understand how important benefits are. Today's candidates are looking for more than just insurance and retirement accounts. They want benefits they can use every day and perks that help them achieve that all-important work-life balance. With Veradesk Standing Desk Solutions, you can create the healthy office culture they're looking for, where employees can move more throughout the day, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. The new Veradesk ProDesk 60 Electric is the perfect way to create your active workspace. It's a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes with no need for professional installers or labor costs. The ProDesk 60 Electric ships for free, and thanks to our 30-day guarantee, if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. To learn how you can try the ProDesk 60 Electric in your office, visit veradesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Welcome back in, 534, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing on all three KGYM frequencies to 7 o'clock tonight. We will join up at 7:30 on 1600 AM with John Walters and Eric Heft from Kansas City, the Cyclones taking on Texas tonight in the Big 12 tournament. The opportunity to take on number 2 seed Texas Tech tomorrow awaits the winner of that contest. The Longhorns won both of the regular season meetings between the two teams. We'll see if Iowa State can keep its season alive tonight. Again, that's coming up for you at 7:30 on 1600 AM. Tip-off set for around 8 o'clock. Did a little digging earlier. We mentioned in hour number one, today, March 7th, National Cereal Day. Again, a tip of the cap to everybody listening at General Mills and Quaker. We appreciate all the hard work that you guys do. We found it. Deep within the archives of KGYM Radio, the original bracket from last year's Starch Madness. Now, we're not doing, despite the pleas of many of you on the Hertin and Stocker text line, we're not doing Starch Madness 2.0. We're letting it take a breather for a year.
We couldn't get the committee back together.
Demand is extremely high for a cobbled together. If I can't do anything extremely well, excellent, I don't want to do it at all. I know some of you are puzzled right now because yet you hear me doing this show every day, but within the confines of Starch Madness, but we were able to locate last year's bracket. The number one seeds were Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They wound up making their way all the way through the bracket. They met in the championship, and you, the listener, last year, 365 days ago today, to this very day, you chose Lucky Charms over Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And
I've never forgiven you for it since.
We had a lot of people last year. I remember the input was they were upset that we didn't get too specific on a lot of the cereals, such as, you know, Captain Crunch. There are a number of offshoots of Captain Crunch, including Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries, which, as everybody here in Eastern Iowa knows, makes Cedar Rapids smell tremendous on the days where they are making Crunch Berries. We had people that wanted Cocoa Krispies instead of Rice Krispies. Once you get that far out, that bracket just becomes unmanageable, even within the confines of a three-hour radio show. So we couldn't do it. We had a truncated Starch Madness last year, and there you go. Somebody asked in hour number one who won last year. It was Lucky Charms, the number one seed. Happy National Cereal Day. We got the 6 o'clock showdown coming up for you in about 25 minutes. Somebody's going to take home a brand new watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. 7 questions, 60 seconds. And whoever answers the most will take home that brand new timepiece from Iowa City's most trusted jeweler. We mentioned going into the break at the bottom of the hour that there's no rest for the weary. And in the NBA, there is also no rest for the healthy. The Chicago Bulls, the latest team to come under the microscope of Commissioner Adam Silver. The Bulls, you may recall, after the All-Star break, announced to the world that they were going to sit two of their best players for the remainder of the season to rest them up, to get them some rest, Fred Hoiberg said.
And that would be Justin Holliday and Robin Lopez.
Yes. Adam Silver.
That's a bad team if those are your best players. Well, sorry, I digress.
They're trying very hard to get the most ping pong balls in the lottery. Memphis is trying just a little bit harder. I think Memphis has run its string of losses to something like 14 in a row as of tonight.
Yeah, they're bad. And they play each other tonight.
Yeah, the Bulls, meanwhile, I think have lost 14 of 17, something along those lines. They're tanking, but they're not tanking good enough. You have Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, who has already admonished Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, for talking about tanking and fined him $600,000. He discussed the concept on a podcast recently. Well, Yahoo Sports is reporting that the Bulls, after sitting Holiday and Lopez following the All-Star break, got a phone call from Adam Silver. And the NBA commissioner said, hey, you need to play these guys. According to the Yahoo report, it was a quote, healthy dialogue. And John Paxson said, okay, we'll play these guys a little bit more. Should the NBA, or should any sports league for that matter, be able to tell a front office how to run its team? 319-366-1600. Is it in the best interest of the NBA to have the Bulls or Memphis somewhat competitive? Or is it in the best interest of the league to just step aside, allow teams to run themselves into the ground, literally and figuratively in this case, because that's what the Bulls are trying to do? They're trying to increase the odds of getting the ping pong ball pulled that's going to give them the number one pick in the draft. Is Adam Silver in the right here? 319-366-1600.
This reminds me of a scene from Major League where Harry Doyle, played by Bob Uecker, comes on the air for, what is it called, Tribe Talk, and says, in case you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't, the Indians have managed to win a few games. And that's basically what the Bulls went through in early December. They started to win games. Their young players started to play pretty well. Lauri Markkanen.
Which was not the plan.
They were only 10 games under 500. And they trade Nikola Mirotic. They bench Justin Holliday and Robin Lopez. So I think that Adam Silver has every right to call management and say, okay, guys, I understand rebuilding your roster. I get it. And that's the distinction that Silver has made here all along. We have to be careful in deciphering whether a team is flat out tanking, meaning trying to lose, and just rebuilding their roster. Sometimes they can go hand in hand, and a lot of times they do. But the Bulls clearly wanted to rebuild. They traded Jimmy Butler. They traded Nikola Mirotic and acquired assets. That's great. But then when you have Robin Lopez, who is a professional, like he's a career NBA player. He's a role player. He's played in the NBA for it seems like nearly a decade now. And Justin Holliday, who if those guys are the stars of your team, you're not a great team. But those guys, you can't just tell those guys to lose. And then when they're playing well, just sit those guys. That doesn't make sense. That's too obvious. That at that point, I think that's where it crosses over into being too obvious, where you have guys that are trying to win, competitors who you are paying to try to help you win games, and you sit them.
The Hertin and Stocker text line weighing in on the situation, 5392, says, hell no. If I had him, if Ed Silver wants to start paying the payroll for these NBA franchises, then fine, I'll live with that. But until then, he needs to keep his nose out of a team's inner workings regarding players in their availability. This is not necessarily anything new. The idea within the NBA has been around for a while. Greg Popovich, the extremely successful head coach of the San Antonio Spurs, has been criticized for years for sitting some of his better players, but we're talking for a game or two.
Yes.
And then the interest there is, okay, when you're on the road, you want to sell tickets, and people are paying a large amount of money to see these guys playing, and they get to the game, no Kawhi Leonard, none of the other Spurs stars. This is, ever since the All-Star break, these guys are sitting. And if it's in the plan for the Bulls to lose as many games as possible, get these guys out of the lineup. I understand where the commissioner is coming from, because he's talking about the integrity of the league and the integrity of the contests, and basically tanking is a much more pleasant way of saying they're throwing these games. They're not giving their best effort to put forth the best team on the floor so that they can win. They did it on accident in December. They scared the crap out of everybody, and then the front office stepped in and started trading away whatever guys with a pulse that they could. They've got some catching up to do with Memphis, again, who is doing it right. If there's one thing that's more frustrating than watching your team tank, it has to be watching your team tank and not do it right. You guys are winning too much.
Well, see, that's the thing about Memphis, and Jeff Calkins of the Commercial Appeal pointed this out the other day. I don't think that they're necessarily trying to tank. I think they're just awful. And that's got to be frustrating for the Bulls, because at the trade deadline, I know not a lot of NBA fans around here, but the two best players for the Grizzlies, Mark Gasol and Tyreek Evans, were not traded. Everybody was shocked that they weren't traded. They're still playing, and yet Memphis is losing at a rate that is in this case, if you will, better than anybody else trying to tank in the NBA. And the Bulls saw that, and they said, "Well, we have to go all out in this situation." It reminds me once again of Major League, where the management, we're coddling these guys too much. Well, let's take away the cold or the hot water in the showers. Let's take away this. Let's take away that. And with the Bulls, it's let's take away Nikola Mirotic and let's bench our best remaining players. Any resemblance of an NBA starter left on this roster should not be out there on the court at the United Center.
So Wes on the text line asks, what's the solution? And I think that's a great question here. What do you do if you are the NBA and you're Adam Silver? They have a rule in place about resting healthy players. You're not supposed to be doing it. But at the same time, this is how teams think they can get better. You have to lose games, get a lottery pick, make the right choice, and then go for it. So what's the solution here? There doesn't look to be an easy answer. But again, I get where Adam Silver is coming from. He is worried about the integrity of the league as a whole, because the Bulls are not putting forth their best effort to win games. And then when you start weakening your product that way intentionally, it has ramifications elsewhere. But I don't know if there is a solution to this outside of some heavy punishments. Mark Cuban got fined $600,000 just for talking about going through with the practice of tanking, which again is tantamount to throwing games. You're not out there shaving points, but what you're doing is you're trying to lose. The ultimate goal of playing any sport is to win, and you are going out there trying to do the exact opposite.
$49.96 gives an idea for a solution, giving every team the same chance for the top 10 picks, or giving every team, I'll even expand on that a little bit, giving every team a chance to get a top 10 pick. It doesn't need to be, I think, equal. I think that you can step down through every team like they do with the top, what is it now, 15 teams in the NBA, but make it every team in the NBA? Because the lottery is supposed to prevent this, and it doesn't.
What do you do then, though, when the Warriors get the number one pick? Oh, oops. It just so happens that the best team in the league is going to get better because they've got the number one pick. I mean,
well, that's okay because they didn't tank. They got this good without tanking. They got this good with the number 7 overall pick. And the number 14, 7 overall pick, they got Steph Curry. 14th overall, they got Klay Thompson. They got Draymond Green in the second round. They acquired Kevin Durant. They got this good without tanking. And I think in the NBA's eyes, they'd be okay with that.
27-46, just like in the NFL, they talk about protecting the shield. I think Silver is looking to protect the integrity of the NBA. Fans pay money, and a lot of money.
A ton of money.
To go to these NBA games to see players and not see them sitting on the bench. There's nothing worse than going to a major sporting event, a professional sporting event, expecting to see good players and have them be out of the lineup. Now, it's one thing if, okay, a guy has tweaked an injury or something and he's just out. That's the luck of the draw. And that's where Popovich and the Spurs were raising the ire of the NBA a couple years ago and still do occasionally. He's trying to sit his guys and get them a little bit of a rest because, and I completely agree with him
on
this, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and he needs those guys to be somewhat fresh or is in the best shape possible at the end of the season. So I get it. His job is to coach the team and run the team the way that he sees fit, and he sees fit to sit guys and get them some rest. This isn't one instance, though. This is ever since the All-Star break, they were sitting two guys, and you put it best, Silver basically had to admonish them because they were making it too obvious. If you're going to cheat, at least try to make it look like you are doing things on the level. Don't sit at the table and talk out loud in the casino while you're counting cards. Okay? They will frown on that.
If you're a pitcher, don't put pine tar so obviously on your neck that everybody has to point it out, because that's something that everybody probably does. But was it Joe Maddon a couple years ago with Michael Pineda, where he had a huge glob on his neck that was so visible that he had to point it out? It comes full circle. The Bulls made it way too obvious, and they tried to tank. They didn't do it well enough. They made some what I think good deals as far as bringing in draft picks and assets, and that's okay. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do as a rebuilding team. But whatever player is on your roster, if they are healthy and if they are the best option, I don't think that you can go to your coach and say, you should be able to go to your coach and say, no, that guy can't play because he gives us too good of a chance of winning.
46-23 on the text line. Oh, this is bad. I'll never forget going to a 76ers Wizards game and seeing Allen Iverson and Michael Jordan both taking the night off. Yeah, that sucked. There's nothing worse than paying premium prices to go see a less than premium team on the field or on the court on any given night. Now, a couple people are saying that the Greg Popovich example is not germane to the situation. It's similar in the vein of you're trying to protect your paying customer.
Yes.
That's part of what we're talking about. It's two discussions in one. I'm not doing a good enough job of facilitating here, but part of the issue here, Adam Silver wants to make sure that people who are paying hundreds of dollars for tickets are getting their money's worth. Primarily, though, he's concerned about upholding the integrity of the league. And I don't think there's an easy solution to this, but I also think it's a little bit difficult or a gray area when you step in and start telling teams how they need to run themselves. If the Bulls feel that it's best for their franchise to lose games, they just need to figure out a way to make it less obvious. And as you said, with those two guys as your frontline players, you've already taken a massive step there. We'll see. Memphis, 14 losses in a row. Can they make it 15? 5:53, we'll step aside and take a quick break. Kyle is going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. We're only about 15 minutes away, inside 15 minutes away, from playing the 6 o'clock showdown, your chance to win a brand new watch from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. Back with more after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, DuPaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all DuPaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through DuPaco's online banking or app. Not a DuPaco member? Join today in branch or online at DuPaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
LowTUSA.com is the website to go to check out and learn more about Mantality. It's a men's health clinic located in North Liberty that's dedicated to getting you feeling the best that you can. How do they do that? Well, they give you a little blood test and check your testosterone level. Testosterone is a naturally occurring chemical in a man's body. You get to be about the age of 40, it can start to dip on you, sometimes pretty drastically. What they can do is treat you for testosterone, TRT. It's testosterone replacement therapy. It's safe, it's legal, and best of all, it's effective. About a 90% success rate, and that's regardless of your physical condition. You do not have to be a weightlifter or a superstar athlete to get your life turned around. Mantality can help you if you feel like you could possibly be suffering from low testosterone. Check that website out, lowtusa.com. It can give you an idea of all of the symptoms that manifest themselves. I'm telling you guys, you may or may not realize it. You very well could be suffering from low testosterone. Mantality and lowtusa.com. Welcome back in, 5:56. Just enough time to send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa's Megan Gustafson was named a second-team All-American by USA Today this afternoon. It's not really my job to tell you that was a snub, but Gustafson led the country in scoring by more than a full point, that coming on the nation's best field goal percentage. She was fifth in rebounding and second in 27 double-doubles, so it kind of was. Iowa catcher Tyler Cropley has been named to the Johnny Bench Award watch list, which is given annually to Division I's top catcher. As a junior last season, Cropley hit .269 with 9 home runs, 38 RBI, 41 runs scored, and threw out a Big Ten leading 19 base stealers. So far this season, he's hitting .324 with a team leading 12 RBI. Iowa State has its first-round Big 12 tournament game later tonight with Texas. The Cyclones already have 4 and 16-point losses to the Longhorns this season, but a lot's changed for tonight's matchup. Texas will be without its likely top 5 NBA draft pick, center Mo Bamba, and Iowa State will again be without Nick Weiler, Babb, and Solomon Young. We'll pick up coverage at 7:30 before tip-off at 8 on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Iowa basketball commit Joe Wieskamp's high school career came to an end last night at the hands of fellow future Hawkeye Patrick McCaffrey as Iowa City West beat Muscatine 62-50 and will now face Waukee in the semifinals tomorrow night. We had a couple other local teams competing at the state tournament today. North Linn beat Don Bosco 74-51 to advance to the 1A championship game. Cedar Falls did the same to Sioux City East 75-47 and will face West Des Moines Valley in the semis tomorrow.
All right, 2 hours down. One to go. We're going to get it started with a 6 o'clock showdown on the line tonight, an opportunity for you to take home a brand new watch from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. That and more to come after this.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business. So you understand.